All right, good morning, everyone. My name is DJ Io, and you are tuned to Over the Moon with DJ Io on WREV 90.1 FM Burlington. The time is 8 a.m., and you are in for some news, great music, and the weekly folklore segment, and probably a review of Springfest as well, because I have opinions. I always have opinions. That's what's so great about me. I have plenty of opinions. But this will also probably be my last show. I'm hoping to do another one next week, but it is finals, so everything kind of gets scattered. So if I do a show, there's no guarantee it'll be at this time. But you can check my Instagram at DJ_IOMoth for updates about when that will be, and if not, I'll be back in the fall semester as I'm going home over the summer because I miss my dog. Yeah, no one can fault me for that. Like, he's a sweetheart. He's an idiot, but he's a sweetheart. I miss my dog. Okay. All right, let's focus. First song, Spider String, Ella Red. It's a great one. Enjoy it.
The man of the red note, he'll see me when you blink. It's been hours, but I still feel it in the middle of my spine. A kaleidoscope of color, think that I'm burning alive. I'd rather rot and ravage with the bugs and E. coli in the hollows of the earth, somewhere that they'll never find. Let me decay.
Talking now, feel rod up my dinner.
Just heard Superstar by Marina. Before that, Alan Walker with Monster, and that features Emerson Flora. Before that, we had Anchor by Nudia. I gotta like learn how to pronounce these before I go ahead and save these on air. Like, this is my worst habit. I never learn how to pronounce anything I've been on air. I'm just like, huh? Anyways, and to start, we had Ella Red with Spider String. I love being a DJ because I can subject people to my music taste. Like, that Marina song that you just heard, Superstar, like, that's from one of her least popular albums, Fear and Love, I think. And, like, it's a good album. It's just very different from most of her ever stuff. Like, when you think Marina, you generally think, like, hyper-pop, electronic, and, like, this is very much not it. Like, a lot of people don't actually like this album, but I like it. It's pretty good. Anyways, we now have a quick PSA. Hey, you, have you drank enough water today? Staying hydrated is very important, even during the cold winter months or early spring. Drinking water is key to staying energized, attentive, and awake, especially when running on small amounts of sleep. It also helps with digestion and the immune system. This message has been brought to you by your dihydrogen monoxide H2O drinking DJs at WREV. Can't tell, I'm dying right now because of the pollen. You'll never believe who has spring allergies. Ugh. And what also sucks is, like, I'm doing a show for... I just woke up, so my voice is just absolutely ruined right now. Like, I was on the bus talking to myself, trying to get my voice to, like, a slightly better spot, and it's just... It's not happening. Give it, like, an hour or two, and then I'll be fine, but, like... I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. for this. I love you guys, but not that much. Like, sorry. Anyways, let's get into some more music. Like, one of the songs of his set was actually recommended by my boss, so this is a nice shout-out for Adam. Like, my last one was not that nice. So, anyways, but before that, we have Collide by Hayley Kikyo and Gigi Perez, so this one's gonna be banger.
I'm lying awake and I'm splitting again. You're losing your patience, I'm losing my breath. You're making it seem like it's all in my head. I know what you're thinking when we're in your bed. Your words and my thoughts and your of your skin, oh, the brush of your hand. It's the way that you leave me, the way that I can. Your words and my thoughts and your
love hurts.
Take me out to my way, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take then a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one.
so
You just heard Claw Marks by Panic Baby. Alright, I can do... No, I cannot. I cannot talk today. Okay, this is amazing. Annabelle Dindo with Cosmic Microwave background, which, shockingly, it's not the hand for once. Like, look at me, I'm branching out. The Smiths, There Is a Light That Never Goes Out, the 2011 remastered version. And to start, Hayley Kikyo with Collide. So... we are now at 8:30, and it is time for your news segment. So, coming up later today is Exposure with Big Belly Band, 6 to 8 p.m. as per usual. Make sure you tune in for some great music, a fun, lighthearted interview, and, of course, WRAV DJs. Like, who doesn't want to hear us talk? Yeah. In terms of other news, I have an absolute highlight. Shout out Joe Amen. He's a professor here at UVM, and his study did something. Home sales. So, yeah, it seems like it's about the supply of housing doesn't matter as much as, like, who's buying it and, like, how the prices go up and everything. But anyways, that's my professor. Shout out Joe. Like, you genuinely, the only reason I'm talking about this is because he was a great professor. I had him last semester, and I really liked his class. Like, he's a super chill guy. Like, I'm not taking any of his classes right now. He's not bribing me. Although I would 100% take a bribe, maybe. Probably shouldn't be saying that on air. But, you know, so shout out. Yeah, so basically the study says building more homes in Burlington won't lower costs because, like, demand is still there, and, like, obviously it'll take a while for, like, that to kind of go down, even if the supply does increase. And also, side note, if you know that building we're working on, like, right across from the bus station, I was really hoping that would be an apartment building. It's a hotel. I don't think we need any more hotels. I think we're good. Like, I know the airport's right there, but, like, this city is not big enough. Like, I feel like Burlington is really stressing forward city. Champlain College students have walked out to protest a professor that handed out flyers about David Tomasi on an on-campus event, and Champlain College is going to discipline them. Which, and you want to know why they were handing out flyers? You want to know what this guy, he straight up posted online about the evil of transgender ideology, which, one, I'm like 80% sure that's not correct grammar. Like, and two, why? Like, genuinely, this has nothing to do with you. And, like, that's insane. Like, I'm always impressed with people who are, like, teachers or professors, because, like, every once in a while it comes out that one of them's like this, and it's like, how are you doing? There's a level of intelligence you have to be a professor, and, like, I'm just like, bro is not it. So, yeah. They allegedly disrupted an admitted student day, which, like, good? Like, one, why are you trying to, Champlain College, like, no offense, but, like, they're also chopping their entire arts department, essentially. Like, it's not it. Like, genuinely, like, it, like, you should not be trying to get yourself into even more hot water. Like, colleges aren't exactly, like, I think last week we were talking about the Green Mountain College campus being sold because, like, there's nothing to do with it. So, you know. All right, so that's great. That's amazing. Shout out to the students for protesting and walking out. Like, I'm being biased today, full disclosure, because, like, it's the end of a semester. I don't care. Like, this is dumb. That's what the professor posted is not okay. I have seen the entire post because this Champlain students have, like, it's been all over Instagram, essentially, and, like, I am fully on the side of the students. Like, that is ridiculous. Like, also, why are you teaching in Vermont if you're like that? Like, go to Alabama. Go to Texas. Like, no offense, but, like, this is not the state for that. Anyways, it is now time for your weather. So, abrupt subject change. There we go, got it. So, here is hoping that my weather is actually right today, because right now it is telling me that it is 54 degrees, but it feels like 43. There will be a high of 68 and a low of 50. So, pretty good, all things considered. So, we'll be expecting some partly cloudy conditions pretty much until 10 a.m., where then we'll get some sun, possibly some full sun around 12 a.m., and then, you know, more clouds to end the day. Thursday, there is 100% chance of rain. Bring an umbrella. Then there's probably going to be some sun on Friday, then more clouds Saturday, Sunday, more rain the next week, so, you know. Heads up about air quality, it's going to go down throughout the day, so we'll be getting into, like, the yellows, which I think is about, like, I don't know, 60? I'm taking a guess. I'm not a meteorologist. So, it will be getting worse as the day goes on, which is not great. Like, I mean, especially with all the pollen to begin with, like, I am so grateful that we have rain coming, because, like, no, I don't want, I'm dying right now. Like, that's the reason I sound so bad. Like, yes, it's early, but, like, I've been chugging water and, like, talking to myself to try to, like, clear my voice up, and it's not working. Like, give me 2 hours and it'll be fine, but, like, it's just bad right now. Oh, I just remember a thing I forgot to mention during news. Move out. That is next week. Graduation is May 16th. So, and student move out is going to be this next week. I feel like most of it will be consolidated towards the end of the week. So, Friday, Saturday. So, that is the May 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th. Like, expect probably some chaos on the roads, because students will be moving out, and May 16th is graduation, so expect more chaos on the roads. So, yeah, sorry to all the local Burlington people. Sorry. But I can make up with it. I can kind of make up for it with some more great music. Next up, we have Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Ankles, which, if you hear it, like, pause for a second, it's technically explicit, but we have a system to get around it. That is... mute it. So let's get into that with Hemlock Springs.
Opera, tragically doomed from birth. the thriller, everybody knows he's gonna die first. What's worse? I can see you in the balcony, thinking it's a comedy, sure. Well, I hope my suffering will sell some tickets in the mezzanine. Hit the lights, cut the chandelier. Get me out, yeah, get me out of here. Fur coat on the rich lady's arm. I'm about to pull the fire alarm.
The pain, the gag, the drama.
If I'm gonna dance, then you're gonna dance too. What's the matter, babe? Did you bring the wrong shoes? Fire in the riser, so your body better move to the tiny violins and the big ones too. If I'm gonna dance, then you're gonna dance too. What's the matter, babe? Did you bring the wrong shoes? Fire in the riser, so your body better move to the tiny violins and the big ones too. Documentary. Hit the lights, cut the chandelier. Get me out, yeah, get me out of here. Red wine on the platinum card. I'm about to pull the fire alarm.
The pain, the gag, the drama.
If I'm gonna dance, then you're gonna dance too. What's the matter, babe? Did you bring the wrong shoes? Fire in the riser, so your body better move to the tiny violins and the big ones too. If I'm gonna dance, then you're gonna dance. What's the matter, babe? Did you bring the wrong shoes? Fire in the riser, so your body better move to the tiny violins and the big ones too.
Okay, ouch, I see the vision.
Yeah.
I support you.
The pain, the gag, the drama. I'm about to eat this shit up.
Oh,
And you just heard Miss Erotica by Peach PCR, Night at the Opera by Emmy, and To Start, Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Ankles by Hemlock Springs. If you're wondering what was happening, I was muting it to avoid swearing. Because I don't want to read the... I've only ever had to read the disclaimer once, actually, and it was during VinylFon. And genuinely, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, well, I'm just going to drop this here and hope for the best. And, like, turns... It wasn't even labeled on the album, either. Like, I was like, huh, that probably can't be on air. So, if you've ever wanted to see me absolutely panicked, VinylFon, like, I've never had such a bad time in my life. Actually, that's not true. I've had worse times. I've never had such a bad time in this studio. Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it. Anyways, I've changed my mind. I'm not talking about folklore today. I'm talking about Springfest, which was last weekend on Saturday. I think Swampy Tonk ate. Like, I think Swampy Tonk was probably one of the best bands we had there. Like, I don't know what the DJ was doing. The DJ was very, very hit or miss. Like, some of the sets were great, some of them weren't. So, yeah, I thought the DJ was fine. They were doing a good job. I wasn't vibing with most of it. Like, some of it was a little too, you know, kind of funky, but, like, not real funk. Like, kind of just, like, who gave a 9-year-old boy GarageBand and a MP3 and who, like... Some of it was like, okay, kind of not great. Like, sometimes it's just like, because there's a real balance with that sort of thing. And, like, I get it. It's hard. Like, everyone likes different things. But, like, I don't think some of what they were doing was great. So, they got better over time, though. Like, I think the one before Between Friends was good. Like, that was a good set that they played. So, I liked that one. But also the one before Ross Lynch was really good. I think that was the best set that DJ did. So besides the DJ, we had Swampy Tonk, which is a UVM band, which, like, I've never been to a Swampy Tonk show before, and it was so fun. Like, I love Swampy Tonk. Like, that was such a cool vibe. Like, I really appreciate when bands aren't just, like, guitar. When they're not guitar, Macklemore. No. Is it Macklemore? I feel like I'm talking about the Silver Springs one. and Grateful Dead covers like that. Every show, every band I've ever seen, there's always been at least a few Grateful Dead covers, and, like, I really appreciate when I go to a show and, like, the bands aren't doing that, because I'm like, oh, thank God, an escape from the Grateful Dead, because, like, I don't like the Grateful Dead. Like, they're fine, not my thing, and I'm probably gonna get slaughtered on my way out for saying that. Like, I'm gonna get jumped. But, I like the Smiths. Like, the Smiths and Marina have been the two things that basically all my sets recently have had. So, yeah. But back to the topic of Springfest, I really liked Between Friends. Like, I never heard of Between Friends before. My friend who I went with, like, she was a Between Friends fan. And they were really good. I don't know what the girl's name was, because, like, it's two of them. It's a brother and a sister. The sister ate. I think I had a second lesbian awakening. Like, I've never felt so gay in my life. Like, I was like, oh, wow. Because insane dancer, insane vocals, most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Why couldn't they have been the headliner? Like, really set the expectations high. And Ross Lynch fell short, unsurprisingly. Like, not to be a hater, but, like, you got Austin from Austin and Allie, but you didn't bring Allie. Okay, sure. Like, also, I have a friend who goes to Brandeis. They got Zara Larsson. I want to throttle him. I'm so mad. I'm like, ugh. So I think next year I'm definitely going to be, like, keeping a better eye on, like, what other schools are doing, especially, like, URI, and I can't tell if they actually have a Springfest or not, because, like, I googled URI Springfest, and I got, like, an author who wrote a book about Instagram and mental health, which... That's not what I was looking for. Like, if that's what they got for Springfest, but I feel infinitely better about getting Ross Lynch here. Like, and the only reason I'm curious is because, like, a lot of my friends go to URI, so, like, I was thinking, okay. And I'm from Rhode Island, so just, like, okay, well, I can just go and... So I can go hang out with my friends, listen to some music, go home, see my dog. If you've been tuned in from the start, you know I miss my dog. So, one week. It's been a long semester. Anyways, on the topic of Between Friends, the next song is Blushing by Between Friends, so hope you all enjoy this one.
summer's day. Green lights never turn to red. I see you, am I too scared? French kissing on your bed, and I feel so brand new. When you talk like that, I feel so brand new. Can you talk like that? Won't you stay? Our friends are faded. On a high, you're on my mind tonight. Won't you stay? Our friends are faded. On a high, you're on my mind tonight. Shotgun, leave the car. Silk skin, blushing. Shotgun, leave the car. Silk skin, blushing. Drive through your neighborhood. Pink sky never looked so good. You see me like you should. I thought you never would. And I feel so brand new. When you talk like that, I feel so brand new. Can you talk like that? Won't you stay? Our friends are faded. On a high, on my mind tonight. Won't you stay? Our friends are faded. On a high, on my mind tonight. Shotgun, leave the car running. Silk skin, blushing. Shotgun, leave the car running. Silk skin, blushing. I see you, we watch stars on the pavement. Come back your face, come back your face. I see you, we watch stars on the pavement. Come back your face, come back your face. Won't you stay? Our friends are faded.
And you just heard Blushing by Between Friends, which I heard at Springfest last week, which was a very good song and very good band as well. So I'm very glad I got introduced to them. Less glad I got introduced to Ross Lynch, but I do have some hilarious photos of him. So next week, it is kind of up in the air about when or if I'll even do a show. Check my Instagram at DJ_IOMOTH for that. That is DJ_IOMOTH on Instagram. Feel free to check it over there. Like, I'll ideally have that knowledge by Friday, hopefully. So if not, just keep checking and I'll post stories and stuff, and they'll ideally get posted to the main WREV Instagram, because I am hoping to do another show. Like, I do like doing this. Like, it is a lot of fun. Maybe I'll do like something that's like absurdly late, like just like 4 hours of me over caffeinated at like midnight. Like, that probably would be a good idea, but like all my finals are Monday, so from then on I can kind of just do whatever, like, until I leave, which that's also up in the air. That'll said and done, thank you for tuning in to WREV. I'm DJ IO, and stay tuned for some more great music from your better alternative.
Good morning. It is currently 8:59 in the morning, and you are listening to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I'm DJ Lolo, and welcome to Playing on My Mind. Hope everyone enjoyed the nice weather that we had the past 2 days, because it's cloudy again, so... First up today, here is a new song from Freako's new album called Still Around.